It is a 65-foot dock with two fender piles off either end at 10-foot space. So it is an 85-foot face of this new loading facility, and it's just another access point to the water. What's nice about this particular location is that things, large items that can't go down the highway without a DOT permit, can be stored right across the yard or the approach area there in the harbor storage area. So big things like bait houses that are too wide to go down the highway, herring ponds, things like that, that are just too big and cumbersome, can now be located on site right there. So that's kind of the initial use of it.
So is that like a money-making thing for the harbor? Is that something where you would charge people to store stuff there?
Yes, we charge 24 cents a square foot for harbor storage, and yeah, it gets used. It's everything's not permanent, it's non-permanent storage, so people can come and go and pay when it's there, which is real nice. So if you have an item there, you're only paying when the item is there. It's not that you block off a certain area and that's your space. So it's nice in that respect for the fleet to be able to store stuff when they need it, and then when they don't need it stored, they can vacate and the bill stops coming. So we're thinking that this is a really efficient use of the space and efficient use of the money, and will really help our fleet be able to do things in an efficient manner. Efficiency is really near and dear to the heart of people, and I think we've accomplished that here.
So it sounds like it's mainly a commercial fishing part of the harbor. Commercial fishermen will be the main people using it.
I would imagine, but there are times where we have we have boats, some of our other fleet that need a place to tie up for a longer period of time, get their carpets cleaned, things like that there, that this is somewhere out of the way that maybe that could happen. Who knows what the option is? It's just we have another access point, and so who knows how it'll get used. But primarily, what we're thinking is loading and unloading.
Will there be a crane on site, or will that be their own personal organized effort?
We don't have any initial plans to put a crane there. And if we did, I imagine what it would be is a movable crane, similar to a crane truck or something that Piston and Rudder has on wheels, so that you could get from this unloading spot across the approach and stage it, across in that fill area. And I imagine at some point, if we ever had those kind of dollars available to us, we may consider one, but right now private enterprise has that handled.
Now, the bulkhead loading unloading area is right by the drive down dock. And the drive down dock, it's only been around for what, a year or so?
Yeah, we opened it in May of not this year, last year. So we've gone through a complete season, and it has really, I think, changed lives. Everybody loves it. People that didn't even think they would use it are using it, pleasure boats, and people that are out and about camping or even buying shrimp. That it's been a nice access point for people to be able to come down and buy product off the boats, and so we've got a pretty good organization operation going around that. That requires permit usage, and so people can schedule times and that kind of thing with us. So yeah, this bulkhead is a just an addition to that area.